We had a pizza party and 8 people were there. We had one large pizza for everyone to share. Large pizzas have 8 slices until you are done. That's enough for each of them to only have just one. So all each one could get was one slice out of 8. All each one could put was one slice on their plate. 1 out of 8 is a fraction of what exists. 1 out of 8 is written just like this. 1/8 can be written in a way to represent a percentage of the pie, which is 12.5%. Oh, we had a pizza party and 4 people were there. We had one large pizza for everyone to share. Large pizzas have 8 slices until you are through. That's enough for each of them to only have just 2. So all each one could get was 2 slices out of 8. All each one could put was 2 slices on their plate. 2 out of 8 is a fraction of what exists. 2 out of 8 is written just like this. Now 2/8 can be reduced to 1/4. It's still the same value and they won't be getting any more. Now 1/4 can be written in a way to represent a percentage of the pie, which is 25%. Oh, we had a pizza party and 3 people were there. We had one extra large pizza for everyone to share. Extra large pizzas have 9 slices for you to see. That's enough for each of them to have exactly 3. So each one could get 3 slices out of 9. Each one could get 3 slices on which to dine. 3 out of 9 is a fraction of what exists. 3 out of 9 is written just like this. Now 3/9 can be reduced to 1/3. It is still the same value, and there will still just be 3 slices each to see. Now, 1/3 can be written in a way to represent a percentage of the pie, which is 33.3%. So I hope you enjoyed your pizza and the party was swell. You learned a little about fractions, and now I say farewell.